Thank you and good morning. The District Attorney's Office has announced that former Hoopa High School softball coach William Jarnigan has been sentenced to a year in jail and 3 years of probation after pleading guilty to one count of felony sexual contact with a minor. Jarnigan also received a lifetime ban on gun ownership and must complete a sex offender program as part of his probation. The victim and her family were present for the sentencing hearing, and the DA quotes the grandfather about the betrayal of trust they placed in him as coach of the victim and her teammates. Jarnigan was led to jail following the hearing, and the case was investigated by the County Child Abuse Services Team and prosecuted by Assistant DA Bree Bennett. The Sheriff's Office has identified the man who was struck and killed after he walked into the southbound traffic lanes on Highway 101 near Herrick Avenue last week. The incident occurred on Saturday the 16th, and the man has been identified as 27-year-old Petrolia resident Latham Paul Daggett Greensfeld. He was struck by a Fortuna woman who was headed southbound and who suffered minor injuries in the crash. She will face no charges related to the incident. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and for residents of Samoa, that's going to mean something because the board is expected to approve changes to a plan to build low-income and multifamily housing units on Vance Road in Samoa and for the upgrade of the Peninsula Wastewater Treatment Facility. The Coastal Commission approved the amendments to the Local Coastal Plan and the Humboldt Bay Area Plan for the project earlier this month, and the project can move forward for a coastal permit if the county makes the necessary modifications. The new agreement will allow the property owner to use grant funding to make necessary utility and road improvements to support the affordable housing project. The supervisors are also expected to approve 3 motions from the Sheriff's Office, one for the purchase of a new trailer to be used by the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program, and a second approval for grant requests of $72,000 for the Off-Highway Vehicle Program that provides the equipment for deputies to patrol local beaches. The Sheriff's Office is also asking for approval for a request for advance reimbursement from the DEA for $132,000, money used for marijuana eradication efforts across the county. Sheriff's deputies responded to the Benbow KOA campground on a report of an armed robbery last week after a woman caller reported her car had just been taken by 3 armed men wearing Hulk masks on their faces. When deputies reached the scene, the victim told them she had come to meet with a man named Brian, who was interested in purchasing a car she had put up for sale. She said he left to get money and returned with 2 other men, all wearing masks and armed with handguns, and they stole her vehicle and $9,000 in cash and fled the scene. Deputies searched the area and located the vehicle nearby with its tire slashed and its keys missing. The suspects were all described as black male adults, and the incident remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority, a joint power authority that includes the county and the biggest cities and towns in the county, including Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna, is working on a plan to establish community choice energy programs for the region. The community choice programs, which originated on the East Coast, allow communities to determine where and how their energy is created and then have that energy distributed along the existing infrastructure owned by PG&E. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said the energy program has 2 main goals.
The goals of community choice energy are really twofold for our area. And the first is to stabilize rates. If we can look at long-term power procurement contracts, then we can secure those prices for long periods of time. That's what community choice energy was really built on.
Diemer said that once the program is up and running, communities can then invest in alternative energy sources.
The second is to try to support local power efforts, whether those are the current local biomass plants or in the future, once these programs get up and running. You know, we expect within about 5 years to have developed a reserve of funds that could be used to develop local power projects, whether they were solar or wind. But the whole premise of it is community choice.
The RCEA has 3 main priorities in developing community choice energy: maximizing the use of renewable local energy sources, providing stable, competitive rates, and supporting local economic development. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.